morning. Good morning, Mary Helen. Good morning, everybody else? Somebody else? This is it? Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. It's Martha Sue.
I'm Martha Sue. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You did an awesome job yesterday on that call.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
I'm just excited about it, having different people doing them on different days. I just really like that.
Yeah, I do too. Did you get somebody else for, what is it, Thursday? You didn't have somebody?
I'm going to do this Thursday. I don't have anybody yet. I've got quite several that will be able to do them after they've been on for a little while.
Is Mary Lou not going to take one of the days?
Not right now.
Okay.
She's got some other things in the that she's working on.
Right.
So she's going to participate.
Yeah, well, I knew she would had been here each of the days, so I wondered if she wasn't going to take a day.
Yeah, she needs a cut of stress bits.
She did what?
She's cutting her stress level a little bit.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. Well, the sorority girls come back on Saturday. My stress level goes back up.
Right. Did I read that you were moving from the university? From the sorority? Are you moving? Are you moving the meeting? You're moving the meeting.
Oh, we just moved during the Christmas holidays.
Uh-huh.
I brought the meetings from the hotel to here at the sorority house.
Oh, I must have read it backwards.
Yeah, no, instead of it being at the hotel, we go back there too. But instead of that, we're having it, last night was the last night. And we had Dr. Howiak here with us, and he did the bone health presentation. Oh my gosh, was that fabulous. It was amazing. Yeah, he did 17 testing beforehand, and it was funny, you know, because a lot of them speak Spanish, not English. So that was really interesting. But 17 testing, he sold 7 books, and I mean, it was bone health made simple, but not pushed on you. It was really, really good. It was amazing. Very impressed. So I'm going to have him back in 3 months for new people, these people to get new people, and then 6 months for these people to be tested again.
Sounds good. Mary Helen,
yep.
I think it's your ball. Good morning.
Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. This is Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret. Mary Helen, are you on the phone?
Excuse me. I was blowing my nose and pushed the mute button. I am so sorry. Okay. Good morning and welcome. Nice to hear all these familiar voices. It is 7. I have 7:04. I'm not sure if this computer clock is exactly right, but I think it's pretty close. So we are going to go ahead, folks, as they come on. Well, welcome to all of you. I know you're not new to this. I think I speak for myself and I think for all of you. It's great to be back. It's a wonderful step I believe that each day is an opportunity to make decisions. Actually, each moment's an opportunity to make decisions, but I see wonderful things in our future, and welcome back to our calls. I so appreciate our wonderful leader. Talk about a true servant leader. Ruth is always there to support us, accept us, and love us for where we are, and be there to assist us to take new steps to the future. And we spent a little time talking yesterday, and I know that this whole managing your health and making choices when it comes to what it takes to live on our day, and that's food is such a huge part of our lives, and I know from personal experience that this journey sometimes gets so complex because so many things happen in our life, and it's all wrapped up in our beliefs and experiences, and it's something that I think each of us needs support and help to get through. So when I talked with Ruth yesterday, I know that these counting these points are incredibly important, and I applaud Martha Sue and her endeavors for weighing and measuring. That's been a challenge for me to even take a look at that. And in my life journey, I know, good morning and welcome, I know that a portion of what I do is being in touch with my feelings. And it's my feelings and emotions that enter into all the decisions I make, and a lot of that has to do with food consumption. So I want to talk a little bit today about setting ourselves up for success, and would encourage each person on the call to just to take a few minutes to reflect after the call, and to set up a system to do some reflection every day, to be in touch with how you're feeling, and to jot those notes, just to jot a note down. It doesn't have to be a dissertation, just a word or two that describes your feelings. I've got a little special needs son, and he gets to do that on a regular basis as he's working on his, and he's a good, I've used my boys as metaphors all the time in my NECAN business, but the simplicity of what Peter gets to do about how he's feeling, I think, is something that I've learned to transfer into my life, too, about my feelings. And so I believe that we can, all of us have been on these calls before. We've all had great successes in our life, and I want us to find ways to tap back into those prior successes. I know Ruth has said this many times. You know, I've done it before. I can do it again. And I believe that just showing up on this call today, it's not that you're going to do it again. It's that you are doing it again. It's in the present tense. And I think that's very important, too, for each of us to speak in the present tense and not dwell on a challenge that we've had in the past that took us away from the path we're on. So I want to talk a little bit about tips, and I was telling Ruth how I've gotten some great reinforcement. I'm learning this little smartphone of mine here, and realized on there that there was a way for me to have my phone in my pocket when I take my walks with my friend, and it'll give me instant feedback as to what I've accomplished. So if you happen to have a smartphone in your pocket or that you use all the time, you might want to check some of the applications. You might even find a free app on there for the ability to download it. For my phone, it's a cardio track application, and it gives me immediate feedback. Just walking up and down the stairs this morning, I got almost up to 700 steps, which I thought was pretty cool, just doing what I do just to get my day going. So, but it also tells me if I burn calories and the distance I've walked. So whatever you can do to give you some immediate feedback of the good things that you're doing for yourself, it's easier then to feed off of the good things, and the choices that were not so favorable, those are behind you, and to dwell on them keeps you in the past. And I think that transfers to business and everything else in your life. And interestingly enough, before our first call on Monday that Ruth hosted, I was on Ray Schwab's book study book, and if you've not read the book Think and Grow Rich, chapter 2 of the book is on faith, and all good things that can happen have to be mixed with emotion and faith and that belief system, and whatever your personal belief system is, all of us have some connection to faith in one way or another. And I would encourage you, if you've got that book, to just to read that chapter. It was pretty powerful, and again, that was what helped me as I was thinking about my successes in the past, those all had to do with believing that I could do it. So I want us to be in that place. And as we move through our calls, Ruth's got this great journal chart here. I have a hard time staying in the line, so that was always a problem for me with this chart. But I think it's very important to mark down when you can, keep it in an easy place. But I want, in addition to this chart, I think it's going to help me, and it might help you to find what works to bring me back to the moment, and whether it's a favorite quote or an affirmation or prayer. You know, we talk about affirmations, but they're hard. They're hard, I have to say. They've been hard for me. But sometimes reading something that somebody else, an inspiration, whether it's a prayer or whatever, to put that someplace in an area that you're around a lot, so you have a place, something to turn to when you're having a challenging moment to redirect you and get you back on path. So, and to keep it fresh. If you're finding that you're not seeing it every day, I mean, and when you're walking in the area, then something may need to change so that it can be fresh and right there, so that it pops up and is a good reminder. So that's different for every person. But again, I've used quotes and things in the past, and I'm looking around for things to help me now. And that, along with some immediate positive reinforcement, the scale has been my nemesis. But I did go out and Costco had a coupon sale, and I went out and bought a new scale. But that one's a hard one. But my phone and my little app, as I'm doing what I need to do, those steps that I take are steps towards building on my own success. And that's our password for success. And I believe that we're here together and we want to support each other. So, again, I do talk a lot, I know. But what I'd like to have our Wednesday call be is an opportunity to share our successes, and I don't think we need to get long-winded about you know, a challenge that we have, but just something that happened, something that made you feel good. Bring that to the call, especially on Wednesdays. That well, if it inspired you enough to bring it to the call, it certainly will help other people as they're on their journey too. So I would like to take a little time here to, if you have something to add. I mean, I've shared my little book of prayers. There's great books. Marianne Williamson has a book on getting to the heart of what has caused some weight challenges for people, and that's about mixing faith and emotions and really looking inside yourself and starting to understand a little bit about how you've had some challenges with food consumption and lack of activity. And I think that's a big chunk of that is on the emotional level. None of us sets out to be self-destructive. I mean, very few people truly set out to be self-destructive. And so just tapping into that and finding out what the keys are for each of us, and the good books and the affirmations and the quotes and prayers will, I think, help each of us. And I'd love to have this Wednesday call be an opportunity to share some of that, I guess, the touchy-feely stuff, as my husband calls it, and so that we can help each other as we make this journey through 2012 and beyond. So I'd love to hear from folks on the call if any of this kind of strikes a chord. And again, this is just my own little thoughts about this four success health style approach that we're going to take for 2012. So, and I've heard lots of beeps, so would love to, if you haven't acknowledged that you're on the call, please let us know who's joined us, and then I'd love to open up the phones to hear from each of you about an aha you may have had this week and something that works for you when you're having some doubtful moments.
I'm Kathleen, and I just got on.
Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
One, this is Mary Lou. I've got on a little bit late, but I got on about the time you were talking about the application on your cell phone, and it's interesting because you're the second person in 3 days that has told me about that. So today I'm going to definitely find that. And as far as what motivates me, I think just getting back on this program and knowing that the calls are here in the morning and it's been great for these first 3 days, and so I haven't had a stumbling block yet, but I know they'll be there. So all good info you're giving.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Hey, Mary Jane, it's Mark Sue. And we had our wellness preview here last night, and somebody brought a pound cake, or some kind of cake that was sliced, and an apple crumb pie. And an apple crumb pie is probably one of my favorite things in the world. And so the really good thing that happened was, as I cleaned up after everybody was here, I thought there was one piece left. I thought, well, you know, I could eat that. Then I thought, no, if I eat that, everybody would know I ate it. And then I thought, no, they're not here with me. They wouldn't see me. And then I thought, but I'd see me. And I didn't eat it. And it was so cool to put it in the container, put it in the refrigerator for somebody that's coming tonight. And I'll just say, here, here's this pie. You can have it. And that was a huge accomplishment to me, to be able to say no to myself. Because y'all are here. You weren't in my kitchen. You weren't going to see. So it was really cool. And I'm going to go see about finding that app. Thank you. I don't know how my smartphone's going to know how many steps I took, but I guess that's what makes it smart.
Well, you have to make sure the GPS is enabled. If you have GPS on it, GPS feature is enabled, but it's pretty fun to see your little map. So thank you, Martha Sue.
Okay, listen, good to hear your voice.
Okay, what is the app? This is Kathleen. I just got on, and I'm sorry I missed what you had to say in the beginning.
I have a smartphone.
I just got one Saturday.
If you have a smartphone, if you go into the applications, you might very well find I have an Android phone, so I don't know what, at the end of my workout to go back and find this, but
well, I can tell you one of them, the one the other person mentioned, maybe it's the same one, Mary, is Jane over in Hawaii. It's called iMap My Fitness.
Okay.
And I think she has, are they Androids or something like that? I was going to go see, have that for the iPhone, so.
Yeah, and mine's called Cardio Trainer.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. So and there are ones that you can buy, but most of the, like this one, is the free portion, and if I was a Iron Man kind of person, I would probably want to tap into the $10 one, but this was free, and it's got a lot of functionalities. It just told me that my calories for running up and down the stairs equals 5 strawberries, so it was kind of cute stuff, too.
It's a good, just a good reminder. Your conscience is there.
Anybody else join us that would like to let us know you're here, or anybody else have any thoughts to share?
Hi, Mary Jane. This is Linda Nurse, Dad. You're doing a good job.
Good morning, Linda. I saw your name on the screen here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
This is Monty.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning. I think just getting back into the routine, hearing friendly voices and encouraging voices in the morning, getting back on the routine of heading to where I know I need to be, I think is just marvelous. and thank you.
Well, we're happier. Somebody, did I get cut off?
No, you're on, Mary Lou. I think maybe Mary Dean did.
No, I'm here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Tim?
No, this is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. Welcome
this
to...
Is Mary Dean?
Yes, it is. Welcome to... Is this Steve Johnson?
Steve Crawford.
Oh, hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good, good. Well, we're just spending a little time, kind of, this is our kind of touchy-feely call on Wednesdays, talking about what things are helping each of us to stay on track and opportunity to encourage people to do that, get inside your head and heart a little bit to kind of help. I know that I remember hearing something one time. Oh, they have anything to add here? So I don't know what this talk here. Well, and this I heard this several years ago from a gal who was a healer, and this might be a little woo-woo for some folks, but it certainly kind of gave me some food for thought. I'm not sure about it, but I do know that this particular phenomenon has a role in my life. And talking about anxiety and worry and emotions that stir around inside of us need a space to be, and they're inside of our bodies. And she was talking about weight challenges being connected with finding space for all those emotions that sometimes have carry over from experiences that have happened to us at different times in our life. Our bodies somehow know that those emotions may need some space to live, and that might be that maybe expansion of our bodies is a way to kind of help handle those emotions. So out this call and how to deal with it. I know that my journey of examining how it is that I have made choices that have contributed to weight gain and not feeling well physically, that has been linked to some challenges, and that I think my body has expanded to kind of have a space for all of that. And so taking some time on life's journey to work on some of those challenges, and it may be that, and for myself, I literally needed to get outside help, and it has been not a crutch, but actually a vehicle for me to try to help move past it. And reading prayers, affirmations, self-help books. That's one of the reasons why I just this idea of doing this business really caught my attention when I could actually make a living, help people like I was doing in nursing, and the self-help work that was strongly encouraged in this business that certainly was never encouraged when I was working in a clinic. It was fine, you know, sure, if you want to do that, great, but place in this workplace. But I believe it has a place, a very definite place in life's journey. And so I think this all goes hand in hand, and you can't separate one from the other, because it's all part of who we are as full individuals and souls. And so if that resonates with you, there's great books out there, and if you want to call me, I've got things that I've used in the past. And but this is a short call. And I just want folks to know that this is going to be our little place to share those little tips if we have them. And in your journaling, you may want to do some journaling on the back of this and jot down the feelings that you have and how much better you feel. Like looking at that little thing that says, My expenditure of calories up and down the stairs is 5 strawberries. It just kind of equates what I get to do and the satisfaction that I get when I do my hour walk on the waterfront here. That's really good positive feedback. So that kind of helps propel me past some of the other challenges too.
Mary Helen, this is Ruth. You have also shared with us about an app, and I've been trying to find one of them, and I haven't found either one. So I wanted to have you and Mary Lou tell what the name of your application was. If you remember a little bit more, I've tried cardio feedback and cardio trainer, and I have not found what you have.
Well, I just clicked on the application button on my phone and scrolled through, and I just saw a picture of a heart superimposed on a heart, and it was cardio trainer. But
a picture of what?
It was a picture of a heart, a red heart with another heart superimposed on it. So,
oh, okay.
I think there's a place in this app to search all apps. It gets a little, I mean, there's thousands of applications out there. But mine was called Cardio Trainer.
Okay.
And it was a fluke that I found it, but I'm glad I did.
Okay, thank you. And Mary Lou, could you say what the name of yours was? What I wrote doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, it's Jane gave it to me, and it's I Map My Fitness. And it sounds about the same as Mary's because it does show the little map and everything. She says it's kind of eerie, but you have to have your GPS on and tells you how far you went and how many calories you burned and all that stuff. So I think if we can find either one of them, it sounds great. I haven't found it for my iPhone yet, though. I'm just now look.
This is Kathleen. I'm going to just offer a little tip that I did. I picked up on Brad Nelson, the chiropractor who has the Releasing Your Emotional Codes.
Great book.
And I am just so sick I'm going ahead of where I used to be, and I called and I got his assistant to take me through a series of analysis over the phone and released 545 miles of heart wall of trapped emotions. And I am changed. And I can just tell there's a difference where those trapped things would have come up and guided me in a certain way. I just don't go there. And it's just almost beyond belief, but it's wonderful.
Well, I've heard many stories like that, Kathleen, so thank you for sharing.
And what was the name of the book?
It's Healing, let's see. The book is The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and then he has the body code also.
Okay. Thank
you. It heals organs and glands. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. And those said, as the body wanted to release those first, and she would ask, and the body said, yes, there was a trapped emotion with them. It's just astounding what I found out.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it is 7:30 by my phone, and thank you to Ruth for these slides. She should have them all up here within a week, right, Ruth? On your Why Be Hurtin' slide, Why Be Hurtin'
right.
Slide.
Yeah, I think as a general rule, if I'm not going to be in, I'll have whoever is hosting that day bring up the website so that each day you can have something to look at And I'm adding some different things. And now Mary Dean is moving them so that you can see some of the others that I have up here. I'm color coding the food chart. We'll have that up there tomorrow, and I'll talk about that. I also I have the alkalize or die chart, and after looking everywhere about the different numbers that can go with alkaline and acidity, I'm using that alkalize or die book, and there's some good ones, and I'll talk about that tomorrow.
So here's the weight charts on the measurement chart on here, and I love this. This acid chart here, Ruth.
Well, we'll have that. I can put that on our website, but the other one I think will be more usable for us when we're looking at how much we're supposed to eat. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay. Many tools on our journey, so we get to help each other out here. So tomorrow, Monty is going to be hosting our call. Is that correct? Or is that Friday?
Monty is Friday.
Monty's
Friday. Yes, and each of you who are hosting, I'd like to have a picture, because I'd like to somehow have a little introductory. Maybe I'll have that be the first slide so that people can look at it while they're calling in. That tells a little bit about the presenter, or maybe even a picture of each person that's on, so that when they're talking, I'd like to have a picture of everybody, and then I can make a picture and maybe a little blurb about where they live, and maybe if you want to. I don't think we should put your phone numbers on the Whitey Herton site, but send me, most of them I have that information. But it would be nice to have a picture on the entry slide that's up while we're waiting for people to call in.
Good idea, Ruth.
So please email those to me, and I'll keep working on our work in progress, which we all are a work in progress.
So. Maybe always be.
Yes, and I really appreciate everybody that is on, and especially this morning, and Mary Helen, and I think it's not really easy talking about the emotions that we have that cause us to do things, but they are there, and I appreciate Mary Helen covering this subject here, and as we go along, may some of us share as we get more people, especially. Share some of the things that have helped us through some of these situations and feelings, because that will help other people, and that's what we're a team for, supporting each other. So,
and may we all be able to replace the emotions that with the emotions of love and joy and peace, and that's what I am working towards myself,
and gratitude.
Yeah, and gratitude. There's lots of wonderful emotions out there. And again, we get to examine all those wonderful, wonderful emotions as humans being more. So, looking for emotions, you can look back at those charts on your old sheets, and you'll see some of those. So, and we'll focus on the good ones.
All right. If I had a camera, you guys, a camera hooked up to the internet or your computer, yeah, Mary Helen, I would be taking a picture of the sunrise for you. Look out the window, everybody. Hopefully you can see it. It's as gorgeous as it is here. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good. Thank you.